February. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of Wild Boulder County.
We're out looking for ferruginous hawks this morning, and we're just cruising the back roads north of Niwot, and we're headed up toward Potato Hill. And we're going to see if we can find the largest and most regal hawk of the Great Plains. So when we do these raptor surveys, we drive at a very slow speed, and we just scan all the trees and the sky, and every time we see a bird, we stop and check it out.
Oh, is that a hawk over here to the right, Steve?
Yeah. It looks like a red tail, doesn't it? Kind of smaller.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Here comes this red tail flying toward the road. But the way we're going to recognize the ferruginous is they have sparkling white breasts, sparkling white tails. There's an osprey nest platform here on the west side of Lagerman, and the osprey should be gone here in the heart of winter, but there's a really big bird perched above the platform with a white head, so this will be one of the resident pairs of bald eagles. We have 10 pairs of balds nesting in Boulder County, I believe, this year. Still no ferruginous hawks, though, so we'll keep going. The word ferruginous, which of course comes from ferrous color, describes the iron-colored feathers on their legs, and those only appear on the mature ferruginous hawks. Oh, darn, there's a bald eagle right in the tree where I was expecting to see a ferruginous hawk. What kind of luck is that? See, there are three dead trees. Okay, we're coming up to this area known as Potato Hill, which is between St. Vrain Road and Nelson Road, east of the Foothills Highway. And we're driving on this dirt road, and there are three dead trees to the west of the road. We can see the potato-shaped hill right in front of us. And I'll be darned if right where we've been seeing the ferruginous hawk, there isn't a mature bald eagle in this dead tree.
I would not say that seeing a bald eagle is striking out. It's not as rare as a ferruginous, but I think it's one of the most gorgeous birds on earth.
Well, we have been seeing a couple of ferruginous hawks in this area. Let's just check out that pair of bald eagles up here.
Oh, here comes another hawk.
Where is it, Ruth Carroll?
It's flying low, below, just went past the three trees, but low, very low.
Oh. That was it.
That was a ferruginous?
Yeah.
I just caught a glimpse of a white breast.
Very, very white-breasted hawk with long, long wings, very white wings. One tip-off that that was a ferruginous is it was flying very low to the ground in kind of a straight line. Their hunting strategy isn't so much soaring and circling like redtails, but they'll actually just swoop down over these prairie dog colonies, and it was just swooping over the prairie dog colony right in front of us here.
We got what we came for.
It's pretty cool. We're seeing the mature bald eagle perched in the middle of three dead trees. To the left of it is a red-tailed hawk perched in a tree, and then to the left of that on the hill is this beautiful regal Buteo regalis, ferruginous hawk, up on the top of the hill. So a nice wintry scene here on the old western plains.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.